David Holmes is sorting paper as it comes down a conveyor belt at Fort Hood's recycling plant.
The main thing you want to get out of this is white paper newspaper. They make the bales, you know. And all the mixed paper is actually going to go right here.
Fort Hood sells that paper for about 6 cents a pound, and there's more of it than there used to be. Since 2011, the base has over doubled the amount of waste it's been able to divert from the landfill, up from 20% in 2011 to 48% this year. Fort Hood is one of seven installations that the Army is challenging to eliminate waste going into landfills by 2020. The program is called Net Zero, and another 25 Army bases are going to be added next year. By 2050, all Army installations are supposed to be Net Zero compliant. Michael Bush, Fort Hood's recycling operations manager, says the program connects would-be trash with people and organizations that might want it.
A lot of that's due just to knowing, you know, where they can be sold and marketed properly, but we've been able to expand the offering here.
When an on-base Holiday Inn went through an upgrade, the program helped the company get rid of some of its furniture. Here's Christine Luciano, Fort Hood's environmental outreach coordinator.
They work with the command here on Fort Hood to find 175 soldiers that were facing some hardships, and they were able to give that furniture to those soldiers for them and their families. And so that has helped, again, divert waste that would have ended up into the landfill.
The program also organizes a base-wide yard sale twice a year to provide furniture for newcomers. Unwanted items that don't get sold are donated to Goodwill, Furniture for Families, and Killeen ISD. Steve Burrow, the chief of the environmental programs at Fort Hood, admits that it's very unlikely that the base will have zero waste entering its landfill by 2020, but
if we hit 90% diversion, we think that's a home run right there.
Burrow says the program's success depends on composting more, expanding their single-stream recycling program across the base, and changing habits. For KWBU News in Waco, I'm Rylan Barton.